With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge temporarily blocks a Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The judge blocked the freeze just minutes before it was set to go into effect, pausing the administration's directive until Monday. A memo from the White House Budget Office announcing the freeze sparked confusion and panic among organizations that receive federal funding, including Meals on Wheels and other nonprofits. Administration officials said Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, student loans, and scholarships would not be affected. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration has federal officers operating with a new sense of purpose.
The number of immigration-related arrests each day has more than doubled since President Trump took office. Matthew Elliston with Immigration and Customs Enforcement was involved in raids around Washington, D.C. He says the worst go first.
So far, we've apprehended the man wanted for homicide in El Salvador. We've apprehended the armed robber.
Elliston says nobody gets a free pass anymore.
Looking for these guys will never stop.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in Coral Gables, Florida say officers stopped two vans that were transporting more than two dozen illegal immigrants from China. Of the 26, 17 were men, 9 were women. Police say they believe the illegals came by boat and were then moved to a secluded area around the southern end of the city. Giant new barriers are erected on New Orleans' Bourbon Street just weeks after an Islamic terrorist drove a truck through the tourist district and killed 14 people. The city says the steel wedges are designed to prevent a similar attack in the quarter. The city is preparing for both the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras, and they'll also be using bomb-sniffing dogs, air security, and tactical assistance as well. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. A survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court rules that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as violating the state constitution. Attorney General Drew Wrigley says they'll continue moving forward. This is SRN News. Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan will retire at the end of his term.
Peters says after serving three terms in the House and now two in the Senate, he's ready to call it quits. He told the Detroit News he's always seen public service as temporary. Quote, our founding fathers envisioned members of Congress as citizens serving their country for a few terms and then returning to private life. I agree. Peters' departure puts Democrats at a disadvantage, improving Republicans' chances of flipping the seat in a key battleground state. Bob Agner reporting.
Group of Louisiana lawmakers are asking the NFL to make sure the Super Bowl halftime show is family friendly. Republican State Senator Valerie Hodges and other lawmakers, as well as 15 organizations, sent the letter that expressed concern about past halftime shows. They mentioned lewd lyrics, lewd dancing, and wardrobe failures. The Chiefs take on the Eagles Sunday, February 9th. More details at srnnews.com.